Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures, where God's Word is alive and has the power to turn our situations around. We are excited, as you are, about today's Living Scriptures, as we wrap up an episode that we started 5 weeks ago on You Shall Have Good Success. I am Morenike, and Pastor Charles is also in the studio today. In today's episode of Living Scripture, we continue with having good success. And our key scripture is from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Meditating on the scriptures is a vital part for maturing in the Christian life. As one anonymous writer said, the Bible is not meant merely to inform, but to transform. Throughout history, godly leaders have commended the transforming effects of meditation. Consider this beautiful description by Thomas Brooks, a 17th century church leader. Remember that it is not hasty reading, but serious meditation on holy and heavenly truths that makes them prove sweet and profitable to the soul. It is not the mere touching of the flower by the bee that gathers honey, but abiding for a time on the flower that draws out the sweet. It is not he that read most, but he that meditates most that will prove to be the choicest, sweetest, wisest, and strongest Christians. You shall have good success.
Oh, you lead, always for the one. Can we turn up? Hey. He really, really moves up. This is what it says. I know he loves me. I know he cares. Whenever I call, he always is right there. In times of trouble, he is my help. Yeah, I know no fear. I know.
Hello, my dear listeners. Welcome to a beautiful Sunday once again as we conclude on You Shall Have Good Success. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. What then is biblical meditation? In the Old Testament, true Hebrew words are translated meditate. So one suggests a low pitch muttering sound. The other means to be taken up or absorbed with something. Taken together, we get the idea of someone pondering a biblical text, quietly vocalizing it repeatedly. The focus of meditation is on God, His glory and majesty, His ways and works in the world. Its intended effect is to shape one's inner life and outward behavior. That's what theologian J.I. Packer described when he says, meditation is the activity of calling to mind and thinking over and dwelling on and applying to oneself the various things that one knows about the works and ways and purposes and promises of God. It is an activity of holy thought, consciously performed in the presence of God, under the eyes of God, by the help of God, as a means of communing with God. Wonderful. So in other words, meditation is a devotional practice that we engage in with God's help to know Him better, love Him more, experience closer communion with Him, and live for His glory. If you meditate on the scripture daily, you shall have good success.
Come on.
Dear listener, this is to pause and remind us that today is the day for our monthly healing and deliverance service. So if you are in the Christchurch suburb, I'd like you to head over to 80 Fitzgerald Avenue and join us as we worship together, praying for our healing, praying for our deliverance, and having our requests presented before God. If you're unable to join us physically, head on to Facebook and look for Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church, and you can join us. God bless you. Now let's look at this revelation. This definition illustrates the great difference for some that may be wondering about the term meditation between Eastern meditation and biblical meditation. As Peter Toon says, the simplest way to highlight the difference is to say that for the one, meditation is an inner journey to find the center of one's being, while for the other, it is a concentration of the mind, heart, upon an external revelation. For the one, revelation, insight, illumination occurs when the inmost self, which is also the ultimate self, the one final reality, is reached by the journey into the soul, while for the other, it comes because of encounter with God in and through His objective revelation, to which the Holy Scripture witnesses to. Eastern meditation, whether transcendental meditation or various forms of New Age meditation, is to be avoided. But biblical meditation should not be feared. On the contrary, it should be fully embraced as a valuable means of knowing God, growing in grace, being transformed into Christ-likeness, and fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. You shall have good success.
I remember when you came and saved me. I'm glad you leave.
Yeah. Always for the one.
I remember when you came and grabbed me.
Love of God. Be the 99, yeah. Always
Welcome back. You shall have good success. Let's now conclude and show you four practical ways to reading and meditating on the scriptures. Number one, read it through. Number two, write it down or meditate on it. Number three, pray it in. And number four, pass it on. What do I mean when I say read it through? Read a short passage of scripture aloud several times slowly. Allow its words and meaning to sink into your soul. So read it through. Write it down means meditation is like chewing. It is slow and thorough. Write notes about what you see in the passage. Make connections between the various sections. Ask yourself, what do these words from God say? What do they mean? Place who you are and what you do not do next to this passage that you're reading and ask God to examine you. Continue to write your findings. Write it down. Number three, pray it in. Pray using the passage as an outline for your prayer. Read the passage phrase by phrase, responding to God after each phrase or verse. Pray it in. Then finally, pass it on or leave it out. What precisely ought you to be believing, thinking, and doing as a result of this passage? That's what you ask yourself. Make notes about how you hope to bring this word from Jesus into your current daily living or practice. Do you know that in the world that we live today, the confronting challenges of modern-day believers is that we do not observe daily devotion, quiet time, or meditating on the scripture, or even pray at all. Modern civilization is so complex to make the devotional life all but impossible. City life makes it worse. The need for solitude and quietness was never greater than it is today if you're going to continue to be a Christian. This allied the need to find a time to meditate when you will not be in a rushed state of mind and feeling pressed to quickly move on to the next thing. Meditate on the word of God if you hope to have good success. I want to pray for you this morning that God's grace will so fill your heart with love, with passion, with purpose, with direction, to love the Lord your God, to read the Bible, to pray, and to seek after Him, to know His will for your life and for your future, in Jesus' name. And if you are sick in any part of your body, I release the presence of the Holy Spirit right where you are. I demand that that pain will go. I demand that that pressure on you will be removed. I demand that God will intervene, give you joy, and give you your heart desires, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow over.